The Chinese Communist Party and Dr. Fauci, and I'm going to be blunt here, have said for over a year, look, nothing to see here. The coronavirus came from an animal. Except after a year, no one's been able to prove that. And as The Economist magazine put it this week, no one has found anything close to a smoking bat.
Smoking bat, you know, the meat just falls off the bone after a while. Smoking bat from the Ozzy Osbourne table down at the Wuhan wet market. Didn't happen. Didn't happen that way. No evidence to support that theory. Well, good Wednesday to you, and welcome. We remain at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. That's our telephone number. Absolutely toll-free. We got some Kamala today. Kamala is from the halls of Kamala. She makes, boy, I'm telling you, she's on the front page of the Washington Post again today. Harris to lead voting rights battle. There's a voting rights battle. It's not really a voting rights. That's a lie. Even the headline is a lie, typed up by Tyler Pager and Annie Linsky. And they lie all the time for the Democratic Party. That's what they do. That's their job. Harris to lead voting rights battle. Well, if she leads it as well as she's led the battle for the border, I guess nothing will happen on voting rights either. Voting rights just lost their, you know, you sunk my battleship. You put Kamala in charge of the voting rights battle. That means the battle has been lost before it has begun. See Sun Tzu. Good Lord, she's in charge of that. And Joe Biden, he went to Tulsa yesterday because there's some racial division to seize upon. So the Democrat Party naturally seized upon that. And it's kind of, we laughed out loud at home this morning, my best girl and I on the couch. We were laughing, looking at the newspaper. And it's just the whole thing is just a rag. There's Washington Post. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. Everything is about race. It's just practically every story is race. The food section, once again, is all about race. And some guy at the Food Network who was told he could not use the word slavery, like he'd like to use the word slavery a lot on the Food Network. But that's a front page story above the fold with a big graphic and all kinds of words and headlines and stuff about how the Food Network, a guy was told not to use the word slavery, as though that would come up a lot. Interesting stuff. And then the second story on the front page of the food section is also about race. It's about food and race, the intersection of race and food, because Democrats, you know, the sun came up, it disproportionately impacted people of color. And it just goes on and on. But now Harris front page above the fold. Harris to lead voting rights fight. So good news for people that that want to scuttle the Democrat Party's efforts here, which is a good and noble goal, I got to tell you. But Joe Biden, he went down to Tulsa because it's the 100th anniversary of the riot started by the press, started by the newspaper down there with their fake news. And their headlines led to about 300 people, black people being killed and some small number of white people being killed in race riots in Tulsa 100 years ago this week. And the army was called out and all kinds of stuff. Military was called out and all kinds of stuff. And so Joe Biden went down there because, you know, the Democrats never let an opportunity to focus on racial division go to waste. And so Joe went down there. He wasn't sure where he was. But they've got this photograph big above the fold front page, Washington Post photograph. And I counted the people. There are probably fewer than 25 people. And they're standing around outside of a church in Little Rock, Arkansas, the Vernon AME Church. The church has to be race-based, too. And almost all the people are white, but they tried to focus on one black woman that's there in the photograph. And these people are standing around, most of them looking into their phones. And again, fewer than 25 people in the photo. And it says, President Biden's speech in Tulsa on the anniversary of the 1921 massacre of black residents by white mobs drew an overflow crowd. Now, I recall... And that's what the picture, this explains the picture. See, this is the description of the picture. And it says, with many watching on phones at the historic Vernon AME Church, across from the community center where he spoke. See, Joe Biden, overflow crowd at the community center in Tulsa, See, that's the Washington Post wanted to draw attention to the he got an overflow crowd. That's the big thing. And it's, you know, the thing is the community center in Tulsa only holds 8 people. It only holds, just kidding, I made that up. It holds more than that. But it's not exactly the Astrodome, which the Democrats ruined also. But you may recall President Trump had overflow crowds that filled stadiums, or a stadia, if you prefer the Middle English plural of stadium. The Trump rallies had overflow crowds that went on for miles, cars backed up for miles and miles. You had to have drone shots, and helicopters, satellites, to show the size of the crowd. And the Washington Post never focused on the overflow crowds for President Trump. They never talked about the myriad people, the sea of humanity, that couldn't get into the stadium that he had already filled. And they had to have giant jumbotron screens out in the huge parking lots to accommodate the overflow crowds. But here, you know, 22 people show up and stand there looking at their phones. And that's front page news at the Washington Post. It's just fair and balanced stuff. It's good and fair and balanced. And then, of course, also on the front page, their lead story, report calls for reforms at VMI, you know, the Virginia Military Institute. Firm finds culture of racism, sexism. That's really quite shocking. I find it hard to believe that that's what was found, since that's what's found everywhere. Good stuff. Recommends creation of independent watchdog. Yeah, that's right. The temporary hires recommend more temporary hires, because that's how that go. And there is a story, and it's a complete fluff job. I'll get to the truth of it, unlike these guys at the Post. Emails a window into Fauci's world early in the pandemic. See, this is because we found out that this guy who was funneling the money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology sent Anthony Fauci an email last year thanking him for saying that that it didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now it looks like it probably did, but never mind the truth, because the truth is not what the Washington Post or Anthony Fauci or this clown that is just another Democrat Party apparatchik. We've got lots of good stuff for you today, and I still have this. I can't get rid of this this headline in the Washington Post from a couple of days ago that made me laugh. The headline, and this is of course another front page of the Outlook section, and the headline is: cicadas have no idea what they're doing. Period. Just like us. Period. I assume that they're referring to the people at the Washington Post. Having no idea what they're doing, because most of us have a perfectly good idea of what we're doing. Most of us know exactly what we're doing, as a matter of fact. At the Washington Post, however, a little insecure, and with good reason, for that matter. Very good reason, in fact, because these people, can I just say, these people are... cicadas have no idea what they're doing, just like us. It's like spies like us, cicadas like us. The people at the Post have suffering from low self-esteem. I think they've got some esteem issues. That might be the problem. But we do have lots of stories for you today. And Kamala Harris is not the only thing. She CNN. They've got a fake reporter that covers the fake White House, and she went on a fake news show with a fake anchor on CNN and talked about how she has anonymous sources. What is it, Michael? She has anonymous sources, the CNN White House reporter, telling her that Kamala Harris is doing a great job. Had to have secret, unnamed, anonymous sources to explain that Kamala is really doing great, and she's very brave, and she's wonderful. Now, what her job is exactly, nobody knows, because she's supposed to be in charge of the border. But then they leaked through secret, unnamed sources that she's not really doing the border thing. She's really not doing that. Just like she's not really going to do the voting rights battle. She's not going to do that either. Now, she was in the, kind of like Barack Obama, she was in the Senate for about a minute where she accomplished nothing, just like Barack Obama. Then she became vice president. And, you know, Joe Biden, amazingly, is president of the United States. Kind of remarkable stuff coming out of him these days. So, and what is Joe Biden doing? And they just, you know, this is politics and Washington. It's all a terrible television show. The media, really awful, terrible, corrupt group of people, dishonorable people. They cheat on everything, their expense reports, their taxes, their spouses. They cheat on everything. That's just their nature. But we do have one of the things we learned is Joe Biden, you remember this pledge that he's not going to raise taxes on the middle class and on working people? That was all a lie. I said at the time that was all a lie. And I pointed out that it's always a lie and that they've been doing this forever and ever. And it's Charlie Brown and the football for the taxpayers. And the news media, they just carry the lie every time because it's always Democrats that say that. And then they're always lying. Republicans actually do cut your taxes. Donald Trump cut your taxes. Everybody got a tax cut under President Trump. And also, everything was less expensive under President Trump because we were energy independent. And, we didn't have our fuel lines being hacked into by the Russians. And was the Russians are still slapping Joe Biden around like he's a Girl Scout at a Taliban picnic. And he's still taking it. And now we have another hack. We have another Russian attack on our economy. And Biden is haplessly and fecklessly doing nothing about it. And his one of his spokesmodels yesterday came out with an absurd and embarrassing little statement that, we're going to talk to the Russians. And we're going to say, you can't let other people do this because they're pretending that Putin doesn't have his hands wrapped around this. Because they're dimwits, but now they've attacked this the nation's largest meat provider of meats, because meats are important. It's protein, it's food. We feed the world and all that good stuff. And now these Russians, more hackers, same place maybe that attacked the Colonial gas and oil pipeline. That shut down energy on the East Coast for weeks, and we had gas lines, and not since Jimmy Carter. And the news media pretty much ignored all that stuff, of course, because it's all Biden's fault, but they don't want to have to say that out loud. So this meat company was hacked, JBS Meat, world's largest meat supplier. Hit by cyber attack, the Russians are all over it once again. So they're going after our infrastructure. They're waging what I heard somebody call aptly an online Cold War. And the Cold War is back. None of this stuff happened when Donald Trump was president because they knew they were dealing with somebody that would counterpunch, that would hit him back. And he wasn't messing around, and he was going to play hardball with people that play hardball with us, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, Ayatollah, Ali Khamenei. They knew not to mess with Donald Trump. They know to mess, all of them, with Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris, are you kidding me? Come on, don't be ridiculous. So we've got that big hack going on, and it's affecting the economy, and it's affecting all kinds of things, and it's making everything more expensive for you. And, food prices are skyrocketing, the labor shortage because we're paying people to stay home rather than go to work, Biden plan. That's costing the trucking industry, can't get enough people to drive trucks. They're offering big cash bonuses. It drives the cost of every shipment up. The cost of every shipment goes up. Going to grocery stores, the price of groceries go up. That comes out of your pocket. The price of gasoline at the pump goes up. That comes out of your pocket. The price of everything goes up. And then we're learning yesterday that that whole thing about he's not going to raise taxes on anybody that makes less than $400,000 a year. That's a lie because they're going to eliminate what they call the Trump tax cuts. They were at the new tax structure, the current tax structure. They're going to repeal that and raise everybody's taxes, and they're going to assure you, and the media will back them up on this lie, that they're not raising your taxes. They're just undoing tax decreases. See, right? It's a decrease in the rate of increase is something that they used to mock, but what they're doing is they're going to take away the tax cut. They're not going to call it a tax increase, and the media, fraudulent institution that it is, will carry that bucket of swill for them because that's what they do. So the headline, Yahoo News, Biden plan will raise taxes on middle class, but pay no attention, pay no attention. Also, Joe Biden, I don't know if you saw this, Lunch Bucket Joe. Remember when the Democrats were tearing down statues, their violent mobs were burning cities. They're still, lurking around the quarter, waiting to be called up again at the drop of a hat and start burning your city again and looting your neighborhood as they did my neighborhood repeatedly. But Joe Biden, one of the things, remember when they were tearing down the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Square right across from the White House, and they were going after the Abraham Lincoln statue in Lincoln Park in Washington, D.C., had to surround it with police and then troops eventually. because the left is a violent criminal mob. The Democrat Party is a violent criminal party. They've been rioting and burning and looting and sacking and shooting and killing for a year and a half or so. Because, I guess more than a year, going back to George Floyd. And you remember President Trump passed, it may have even been an executive order, said where you can get, we're going to invoke this federal law, you can get up to 10 years in prison for tearing down federally owned monuments like Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Square. And it just, that stopped, all of that that particular stripe of craziness stopped, came to a screeching halt. Well, Biden has announced that they're going to undo that, that you can go back to tearing down statues of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park and Abraham Lincoln in Lincoln Park and in Washington, D.C., and elsewhere, get back to tearing them down. Because, let me see, what is the explanation for this? They're not on our side. You see, they're not on our side. I think that's it. That's pretty much it. Ron DeSantis in Florida upset the liberals by signing a law on the first day of Gay Pride Month. It's Gay Pride Month. On the first day of Gay Pride Month, banning transgender people from competing, males as competing as females. I got a few things to say about that and audio from Ron DeSantis coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You may be familiar with the slur that is the name Karen. Karen, now if your name is Karen, I apologize. It's a perfectly lovely name, Karen. I've always thought it's a very nice name. But it's become a slur to call someone a Karen. It means you're a whiner, a complainer, you're not brave, you don't stand up for things, you're kind of a pain in the rumpus. Karen, this slur Karen has become very popular. You see it all over the internet, of course, and on the silly late night TV people and comedy things, to the extent that we still have comedy and all that. Well, it has taken its toll. The story today came out last night. The name Karen in 2020 has hit an 8-decade low. You know, people naming their newborn baby girls Karen, or boys, because you got to take Democrats into account too. Karen baby name going the way of the dodo, writes Yahoo News. No one wants to name their baby girl Karen anymore. The name has tanked in popularity in 2020, the year 2020, last year. They're still tallying up who was named what from last year. But the name Karen plunges in popularity for newborn girls after the becomes a slur. That's actually one headline on Flipboard. That white Hillary supporter woman in Central Park that called 911 on the black guy who is a bird watcher minding his own business and the white racist Hillary Clinton supporter. She's a classic Karen. People would call her a Karen. And now nobody, not inexplicably, it's perfectly explicable, nobody's naming their kids Karen. It is, depending on which report you read, not since 1932.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Yes, poor Karens. I don't know if you're a Karen, maybe you should go by your initials for a while or something like that. Yeah, the baby named Karen. I think I overran the finish line back there a little bit. I just kept talking and talking, you know. Baby named Karen is reportedly at its least popular since at least 1932. Now, only 325 newborn girls were named Karen in the year 2020. That's pretty funny. In 1965, that was the peak, apparently. More than 33,000 girls were named Karen in 1965. Last year, 325 girls were named Karen. What's up with that? What is up with that? Well, you know, when you make it a, you make the word, you make the name a slur, and that's what you're going to get. It turns out, I guess, what is it? The Social Security Administration keeps track of this stuff. Who gets named what? You know, in Germany, the state has to approve of the name that you give to your kid. You can't just name your kid Adolf or something because they won't let you. They won't let you. You got to get approval from the state. The Democrats here would like to do that, too, because the Democratic Party isn't. The Democratic Party isn't. That's a straight-up fact. You know, we didn't get to this yesterday, but it's kind of amusing. It's I live in Washington, D.C., of course, and we have a not-Congresswoman. She's a non-voting delegate because we're not a state, because we're a federal district, because it's genius to have a federal district where the federal government resides, and it's genius to not have two senators and a governor that have this outsized power because it's the seat of the federal government. So we have a federal district, and as such, we have a non-voting delegate. Our non-voting delegate is a woman by the name of Eleanor Holmes Norton, and she hasn't made sense for a lot of years, not for a very long time. But she's introducing legislation. She announced it yesterday. Introducing legislation, very excited too. Norton announces bill to require gender equality, listen to this now, in crash test dummies. In crash test dummies. You know, you see when they crash cars and the, you know, the TV commercials and the controlled crashes and the companies testing airbags and stuff. It's a crash test dummies. She wants gender equality. I think that should be equity, shouldn't it? In crash test dummies, because that's very, very important. Women have achieved equality on the road when it comes to driving, she wrote in her press release. But when it comes to safety testing to keep them safe on the road, they are nowhere near achieving equality. You see, there's that equality in crash test dummies. I think they should all be crash test dummies. Oh, they should all be women, perhaps. Very lifelike women. And they should look like Democrat political figures. Chav, get me a Nancy Pelosi over here. Get me a Kamala. Give me a Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, you can crash at 500 miles an hour, and she just cries and cries. That's it. It's like every night's like election night for her. Except when she wakes up face down once again in a pool of her own dried vomit on the kitchen floor, one of their many mansions. Eleanor Holmes Norton, very, very excited about all this stuff. And she wants women to be represented in crash tests. Crash test standards, she said, are incredibly antiquated. How antiquated can they be? I mean, really, cars are barely antiques at this point. And we must update these standards now, especially as more people return to their daily commute in the next few months. It's very important stuff. It really is. This is what she's doing. That's why she keeps being elected again and again and again and sent back to Capitol Hill. She actually lives on Capitol Hill, but you know, but never mind that. At least she doesn't have to buy a second home, which is good. She may not get a vote. She gets a vote in committee, but she doesn't get a vote on the floor for legislation. She also says, listen to this quote, because she's a woman of science. You know, the Democrats, they follow the science. Here's Norton. She said, there are also biological differences in anatomy. That's what she said. There are also biological differences in anatomy, in case you hadn't noticed that, because, you know, that could be easy to miss. That could be more important than the difference in average height between males and females. Oh, so how do you feel about transgender people competing in sports? She says, more important than the difference in average height between male and female, she says, there are also other biological differences in anatomy, such as average neck strength and posture. Okay, all right. There you go. Well, we should have women crash test dummies. Maybe they should all just be Hillary Clinton. What do you think? All of them Hillary Clinton? Might be the way to go. All right, so we got that going for us. Now, with that, thanks, Eleanor. Thanks. She represents my interests. She's looking out for me. She, honestly, the Democrats, the Democrat Party. It's quite a funny place. All right, now there are a whole bunch of things to get to, and I want to get to Ron DeSantis in Florida, who shocked the galaxy yesterday because he signed a bill. He signed a bill, how dare he, on the first day of Pride Month. We call it Pride Month, Gay Pride Month. It's the month of June, and it's Gay Pride Month. And Ron DeSantis apparently ignoring that altogether. Or maybe it's a thumb in the eye or something like that. He signed a bill banning transgender women from school sports. And the headline, actually, WSVN, DeSantis signs bill banning transgender women from school sports on first day of Pride Month. That's actually the headline at the Channel 7. That's an Associated Press story posted here. Tallahassee, Florida. Florida's Republican governor signed a bill Tuesday barring transgender females, meaning biological males, from playing on public school teams intended for student athletes born as girls. How dare he? Plunging the state into the national culture war over transgender rights. Biological males now have a right to compete against females, blowing up Title IX and equality and equal treatment under the law, and setting it all on fire. And you're the bad guy, you see, if you're standing up for the girls and the women. It's not easy keeping up with the Democrats. Remember that "believe all women" thing? That was just a lie. You know the women that accused Bill Clinton. They don't believe them. And Baby Doc Cuomo, the groper in the governor's mansion in Albany, New York. They don't believe those women. They destroy those women. Two women accused Lord Fairfax, Lieutenant Governor Fairfax in Virginia, of raping them, and they don't believe those women. The news media buried them. Buried them alive up to their necks, cut their vocal cords. They're making beef jerky out of them, I think. It's like motel hell. So this is, you know, Governor DeSantis yesterday signing the bill, upsetting liberals. They're very upset about this. Said in Florida, girls are going to play girls' sports and boys are going to play boys' sports, Governor DeSantis said as he signed the bill into law at a private Christian academy, making the liberals angry again. They killed Christ long ago and they don't want him to pop up again. In Jacksonville, that would not be subject to the law, the Associated Press wants to point out. We're going to make sure that's the reality. Well, they're not subject to the law because they probably don't allow that. So they've got that. The new law is sure to be challenged as unconstitutional, inflames an already contentious discussion, unfolding nationally as Republican-controlled states move to limit the rights of LGBTQ people. Well, no. I mean, competing in sports against people who are not biologically the same gender. You know, if you think those are LGBTQ rights, then we should have a discussion about that. But, you know, you guys are not capable of having a discussion. So we'll see you in court, all right? Whose advocates were particularly annoyed that the legislation was signed on the first day of Gay Pride Month. The NCAA, which oversees college athletics, has said it has a long-standing policy that provides a more inclusive path for transgender participation in college sports. The NCAA currently requires transgender women to get treatment to lower their testosterone levels before they can compete in women's sports. Now, we've got some audio I want to share with you on this. But let me ask this, because we were talking about this yesterday, Ron DeSantis signing this bill and all this stuff. Is it okay for, are they advocating for transgender women to compete in men's sports? You know, I mean, women who become men to compete as men in men's sports. Is that something that's also happening? And if not, then why not? It's just biological males competing against females. And of course, they trounce them. They drive them into the ground. Because they have biological, just like the crash test dummies, they have certain biological advantages. All right, so let's go to the audio on this, if we could, Michael. And her name is Sierra Soul, soundbite number 15. And we've played audio from her before a couple of times. She's the Connecticut high school track athlete who is number one in the state. And when she went to the state finals, two biological males came in and competed against her. She came in third, and she was looking for scholarships to go to college and stuff. No such luck. Stand aside. So here's, Serena Soul, and she went to the wanted to go to the New England Regionals and win and become a champion. But two biological males who look like they could be wide receivers for the San Francisco 49ers came in and stepped all over her plans for life. Okay. And honestly, I just want to go back to this for a second. Is there a fight over biological females who have transitioned to male competing against males in sports? Because if this were all fair and square, even Steven, I think that would be a part of the discussion, wouldn't it? But it's not. Here's Serena Soul describing her experience running against biological males in state track meets.
It's very frustrating and demoralizing because it's not fair being forced to compete against somebody who's biologically male, because no matter what, you will never be able to beat them. And I've raced against these athletes over a dozen times, and every single time I lost by a significant margin.
And she is, you know, a world-class athlete, a state champion among those born female, and then she just got kicked to the curb. Here's Serena Soul.
They have a great advantage over us in terms of skeletal system and muscle mass, but in times in the 100 meter dash, they would finish and us girls were still at the 80 meter mark. It's not a close race at all.
It's not a close race at all. What is up with the it's not a close race. We were still at the 80 meter mark when the biological males were finishing. That's called being left in the dust. She wasn't done yet.
I mean, it goes with science that males have a great physical advantage over females, and saying that science isn't a factor in this issue is wrong.
It is wrong. I think it would be fair to say that it's wrong. And last year, she's taken her case to court and so on because she was crushed. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida signed the bill into law yesterday. How dare he on the first day of Pride Month? You know, if it were Pride Month, you'd stand up for fairness for everybody. But that's me. I got this crazy thing about fairness. I see it as an American value, an American virtue. And Title IX, I think the left fought for that, giving women a level playing field in college, high school, sports, and beyond. And now that's just out the window. Governor Ron DeSantis last night with Tucker Carlson, they've been threatened, the state of Florida and other states, by the dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking NCAA, college athletics, take your threats and cram them, clown. Ron DeSantis on the NCAA.
I think as these bills were going through various legislatures, I remember the NCAA put out a statement saying, any state that enacts this, we're not going to hold events there. And so I called the Speaker of the House in Florida and I said, did you hear what they said? And he's like, yeah. I said, we definitely got to get this done. You can't be cowed by these organizations, or particularly by woke corporations, from doing the right thing.
Governor DeSantis has a future in politics, I think. He's got a backbone. He stands up. It's Selena. Selena Sol. Salinas. Not Serena, but Selena. Governor Ron DeSantis, the NCAA. And he had a little more for the NCAA as well.
My view was throughout this whole time, we have to protect our girls. It is discriminatory to force them to compete against biological males. And so if the price of having a tournament is that I have to deny equal opportunity to hundreds of thousands of young girl and women athletes throughout Florida, I am much more willing to stand with the girls and to hell with these events.
And wow, to heck with these events. So he's going to stand with the girls rather than the insanity that is 2021 and the Democrat Party 2020. Ron DeSantis and Selena Sol. She's a very bright woman, very sharp young woman. Very brave, articulate, outspoken. She's standing up for herself and for others. This is a civil rights issue and a gender rights issue. Here's Ron DeSantis.
Selena made the point today. She missed New England regionals by two places. And those two places ahead of her were biological males. So she did everything that she could. She put herself in the position, and had they had fair competition, she would have advanced. She could have advanced in her career. A lot of these women are going to have opportunities to play in college. Some of them get college scholarships. But even short of that, these are enjoyable experiences they'll remember for the rest of their lives. And just think how you feel to basically get cheated out of a victory.
Cheated out of a victory. Well, but fortunately, we're going to have equity and crash test dummies sometime soon if Eleanor Holmes Norton gets her way. We must not allow a crash test dummy gap. There must be no crash test dummy gap. Also, the San Francisco baseball Giants will be the first Major League Baseball team to play in gay pride uniforms. Gay pride uniforms for the San Francisco Giants. Yeah? I went to a political rally and a baseball game broke out. I had to tell you. You guys are whizzing all over your audience, Major League Baseball, NCAA sports, Major League. I got, the NBA. Come on, you guys. Try to remember your roots. Try to remember what you're about. All right? San Francisco Giants, first team, I guess appropriately, right, to play in gay pride uniforms. And also they're going to put human feces down the first base and third base lines as an homage to the streets of San Francisco.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
I mentioned from time to time that people like LeBron James in the NBA, who like to be angry with everything and threaten the lives of police officers complain about history. They're angry with things that happened centuries ago. But he gets rich off of slavery today. He's, kind of a proxy slaver himself. Somebody should send him a bullwhip as a gift because, you know, he's today's cracker, LeBron James and other NBA people. And it turns out that there is a group of members of Congress, even Democrats, that are calling on the NBA and players in the NBA to stop endorsing Chinese firms, which they currently do, that use slaves. They use Uyghur slaves in concentration camps, slave labor, forced labor, to make, and they pick cotton, of all things. Actually true. And I'll get to that in a minute. It also goes with the Biden administration serving the needs of the Chinese communists once again. I've got a good story on that coming up. Right now, let's go to the telephones. We're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Justin, calling from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Justin, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
I was just thinking that instead of using the terms of girls and boys teams, if we go to science of the DNA and have XX teams and XY teams, then it's based on your DNA, which would be your strengths and your muscles and everything else like that. And same for bathrooms of, a judge couldn't throw out a suit based on science and saying, oh, whether you're a boy or girl, what you feel like, if you're XX, then you play on this team, and XY.
You know, that's perfectly logical, rational. It's based in science. It is scientific, if you will. And you know how the Democrats left love to claim that everything's about science, and then it never is. It never, ever is. It's always the opposite of that. It becomes politics because it's all political science with them. But Justin, perfectly rational, and you could have the X games, right, and the Y games. The boys are the XY and the girls are the XX, and that would be probably the best way to do it because, you know, every fiber of your being, every cell is labeled with your genetic code, and you're either XX or XY. That's the deal. That's how it works. We discovered that long ago. It's science.